Times, 14284, page 3.92, should read, Miniprod forecast increased chocker ration in April 1984 from 20 to 25 grams per week.
Well, ladies and gents, welcome back. It's good to be with you again. Sorry, we're a few minutes late here. It was a little bit to get to. I wasn't logged into the new YouTube account on my little live streaming software there. So it took a little, to get that going. But finally, we're here.
Let's see how long this one lasts, huh? Before this one is toasted, before we start having to do the game of Leapfrog. Or what is it?
They're
Whack-a-mole?
Pulling me up right there.
Whack-a-mole, right? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, banned from that one. Got to go to that one and see how long that one lasts. What a joke.
Do you remember? Let me see. I'm going to go to this one here. There's one clip from the Google video I wanted to show, play to you. It's kind of appropriate, right? Because.
Something about free speech.
Well, you know, got to hammer that thing with free speech.
It's important now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyway, let me just check that everything is going here. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. I haven't even seen that. I got a warning on YouTube there now.
On Red Ice Media? Or
yeah,
what?
We played a little bit of the 1984. Yeah. We've detected copyrighted audio and video in the stream.
Immediately.
we might blog it. Can't even show an appropriate clip from a movie, you know. But, all right. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us.
More people on DLive than ever.
DLive.tv/RedIceTV. Good option, of course. But also we're live streaming this to twitter.com/RedIceTV and facebook.com/RedIceCreations. What else? RedIce.tv/live. You can watch it there as well. And we are in the progress of setting up live streaming directly to RedIceMembers.com. And that's really the place to go at these at times like these if you want to watch all our content where we host everything ourselves and stuff like that. And of course, it does help us out as well. So check it out, RedIceMembers.com. Crucial, important, vital that you get on over there and make sure that you can access all the material, including all the censored and banned stuff. Of course, afterwards, you might watch it on bitchute.com/RedIceTV. You have to continue to give out all these things all the time. So anyway, as you know, news, we lost the YouTube channel today. It was deleted, 334.5, I think.
Wait, what happened this morning? You were reading, you know, checking your tweets or whatever, Way of the World. That's how we found out about his tweet. Thank you, by the way.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, nice, our YouTube channel is deleted. I was like, I just need to make a cup of coffee first. Like, I think that was the first line. We're like, let's have some coffee first.
Okay, relax. It's fine. Let's just,
because, you know, we've been expecting it daily. I mean, every day.
Yeah,
it's
every time you go
is
in,
it there?
It's like,
is it there? We knew that this was coming. It's not some surprise.
Nope.
And it just seems like the lines of what is acceptable just keep closing in on you. It just, it's not, you don't even have to attack a specific group or race or, blah, blah, blah. You know, now it's just pointing out anything that the globalists do, even if they're white progressives, which last of the several videos were about that. Antifa, I think that was a big one, right? You were covering Antifa there in Europe, what they were doing, waving the hammer and the sickle flag, working with the police, you know. This is a cover-up job. They want to cover up because we have a lot of videos that we put up there, you know, through the course of many years exposing, leading up to what this agenda is really about and all their little dirty deeds along the way, things that mainstream media doesn't talk about, things that the phony right doesn't talk about. It's a cover-up job. That's what's happening here.
Yeah, it's what it is. But yeah, as you said, it's kind of expected, right? In a way, you go log in every day and you kind of assume because we know what's happening, we know who's being targeted, we know how many other YouTube channels before us have been shut down. From folks I can't even remember the names of all of them, but it was the high profiles like Alex Jones, James Alsup. There's a bunch of them, and these are also channels and individuals that haven't gotten their channels back. In some cases, like Black Pigeon Speaks,
Way of the World,
a couple of others.
Hard to keep track.
Who was it else I had on right after? My brain is a bit fried today. right after I had the guy on from the UK, great guy, but I don't know why I'm spacing on his name right now. But his was reinstated as well. The Iconoclast, of course. Iconoclast.
Oh, yeah.
His was reinstated. So it has been known to happen. It has been, it could happen.
I'm not holding
but
my
we
breath.
We can't rely on that. We're not going to rely on that. Whatever extra day that we have on YouTube is just okay. Kind of fine. Whatever. It's lucky. This is the game now. This is how they want to play it. But just to put it in perspective, to like newcomers and even enemies who are watching who are all happy and the communists out there who are like, yay, censorship works, kind of thing. Because you always
been doing
get some
it forever.
Of that. So here are some of the stated goals of YouTube after a little question to one of the Google representatives by Ted Cruz here. But check this out here.
Do you think it's Google's job to, quote, prevent the next Trump situation?
Thank you, Senator. I don't agree with that. No, sir.
2020 is certainly on top of now my old organization, Trust and Safety, is top of mind. They've been working on it since 2016 to make sure we're ready for 2020.
You think it's Google's job to make sure, quote, somebody like Donald Trump never comes to power again?
No, sir. I don't think that is Google's job. And we build for everyone, including every single religious belief, every single demographic, every single region, and certainly every political affiliation.
We've had a lot of questions today, clarifying we apply our policies fairly and without political bias. All creators are held to the same standard.
We used the 80-plus YouTube channels listed by Rebecca Lewis in her report on alternative influence networks on YouTube as a starting point. These are influential alt-right channels that push reactionary views, a general opposition to feminism, social justice, or left-wing politics, from mainstream versions of libertarianism and conservatism, all the way to overt white nationalism. Using a random sample of 3.6 million videos over the last month, we counted the number of times that a video from one of these channels was recommended by YouTube. Our preliminary results are stunning. For the first 2 weeks of February, YouTube was recommending videos from at least one of these major alt-right channels on more than one in every 13 randomly selected videos, 7.8%. From February 15th, this number has dropped to less than one in 250, 0.4%. Conclusion. YouTube used a politically motivated report, one that was produced by left-wing activists at Data and Society, an organization partially financed by mainstream media outlets like New York Times and George Soros' Open Society Foundation. YouTube implemented site-wide changes that targeted all the channels listed in the report. The end result was a shocking drop in viewers and new subscribers, as none of the videos by these creators go out to new viewers' recommended feeds, preventing these channels from organic growth. The algorithm was intentionally altered to punish those with political views that the directors and employees at YouTube don't agree with. This is blatant censorship, and it's a lie that YouTube apply their policies fairly and without political bias. At youtube.com/yt/about. We can read, under freedom of opportunity, we believe everyone should have a chance to be discovered, build a business and succeed on their own terms, and that people not gatekeepers
yeah, right.
decide what's popular.
Yeah.
This is a lie.
Liars.
YouTube is a joke that have trampled all over their own company policy. Under freedom of expression, it says, we believe people
blah,
should
blah,
be able
blah.
To speak freely, share opinions,
says, left,
foster open
left.
Dialogue, and that creative freedom leads to new voices, formats, and possibilities. And under the heading freedom of information, they go on with the lies. We believe everyone should have easy, open access to information, and that video is a powerful force for education, building understanding, and documenting world events, big and small. YouTube has lost all credibility. Google has ruined YouTube by turning the platform into a publisher of politically motivated propaganda.
Yep.
It's just a matter of time before alternatives begin to seriously outcompete YouTube.
YouTube is going to be
right.
It's going to be MSNBC,
right.
Just normie tier bullshit. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be like you're watching the Morning Joe, except it's going to be like some trans person, doing mm-hmm. the show. I mean, it's lame. It's going to disappear once all the best channels are gone here. It's just going to dry up. It's already starting to dry up politically anyway.
Yeah,
it's
it's
a bunch of how-to videos.
Yeah,
at this point.
I won't say that it's like 2020 election related or anything like that. I mean, it's just kind of a general like targeting constantly of like things that we can't tolerate. We can't like we have to remove it. That just keeps coming all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. But there are a lot of people that have done hard work over the years, like Will Sommer, the hack journalist over at the Daily Beast, who
what a joke that guy is.
Lied and smeared and misconstrued and just like he's a little, what do you call it? Like a he's a little gossip,
a weasel?
Like a little gossiper,
gossip girl?
Little gossip. Yeah, I seriously thought he was homosexual. But I guess he has, too. He has an ugly wife, I guess. So anyway,
well, explain some of the frustration.
But listen to these lies here, like. Alex Jones is gone because of hate speech. Red Ice practically calls for ethnic cleansing.
Such a liar.
Yet is still alive and well. And then we actually read through the article, like, what? Where is this? Wait, give me proof. Give me one
there
reference
is no proof.
For where we
he
call
just lies.
For ethnic cleansing.
Because he's
you
a
dumbass.
Liar. Liar!
Anyways, it's Will Sommer. It's the ADL. It's these kind of...
They're all,
you know,
Antifa
the usual,
within.
The
they're
usual
all friends.
Suspects.
They're all friends. And the last videos, you know, we're talking about Antifa. We were talking about that blatantly anti-white communist politician there in Chicago, the comments she was making. Braintree, you know, they'll sell shirts that, you know, they don't mind processing credit cards for companies that sell shirts with hammers and sickles. But my shirts, Lana's Llama, oh my God, forget about it. That's out.
Mm.
And I think those were the last three. There might have been a fourth one. So, and it was like, okay, that's it. That's enough. Too much truth. Let's cut it out.
Yeah, I mean,
pull the kill switch.
It could be, yeah, whatever. Whatever it is, we'll do the best we can in terms of getting it back, but not much trust on that, not much hope on that. So we'll move forward. The plus side, of course, with us in this case, which some other people don't have, they don't have that advantage or luxury or whatever you want to call it, is that we do have an established infrastructure to host and stream all of our stuff anyway already on other platforms, on our own website and stuff like that. So redice.tv, redicemembers.com, I mean, that's always going to be there. Then we do have those other ones that we talked about, BitChute and DLive. We can do things there. We can do the backup YouTube channel for now, but eventually that'll probably be smoked
yeah, these videos,
as well.
Exactly. They still exist. I saw people out there like acting like we're dying or something, like we're disappearing forever. We're going away. No, there is life after YouTube. I mean, yeah, this pisses me off. It makes me angry. 10
liberation.
Years of stuff gone.
We're liberated from YouTube's censorship.
Our journey, all the hard work, the millions of views. I mean, they already deleted all our best videos before this, so we knew that this was coming, you know, surprise.
You know, Trump is monitoring the situation, so
you know, but
all,
there is life after YouTube. Truth and video content doesn't end with YouTube. And like you said, we host everything ourselves. You can find that everywhere. People can re-upload, wink, wink. You know, there's other places to go to find things. The tide always changes, always. There's no giving up. We're in too deep. We're going to ride this puppy out.
Well,
there's no other option.
And it's not
here.
It's not even about that in terms of like we're in too deep. It's like, this is about our future.
That's
what
I mean.
This is about our future for our kids.
Yes,
and
this
like
is
what,
serious.
What kind of world we're going to live in here. And again, we're not trying to... pretend that we're single-handedly like shifting the paradigm or changing that, but it's very vitally important to have voices that offer those kinds of both lived experiences, but analysis and looking at things that's happening in the world and in our countries from our perspective, from this perspective, because it's so it doesn't exist on other, obviously not even mainstream platforms, but even, you know, some larger alternative you know, outlets and stuff like that too, they don't really tread in maybe to the areas that we often do, and the criticism that we can levy against people that actually hold true influence and true power in this world. And we'll continue to criticize that. We'll continue to try to point fingers and say, why is this happening? Who's responsible? What's the agenda? What do they want? What's the end game? And present the proof that we have. Look at this, and you know, in many cases, we don't even have to, you know, we don't even have to piece that together. We can just play quotes from people that are totally honest.
No, you can't,
because
they
doing,
delete
you know?
Those too, right?
There's
just
that's
a
why they're deleting
a full-on
those,
cover-up
right?
job. You know, obviously they're threatened; otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Obviously, it's effective. Obviously, we were reaching people. Obviously, we were growing, you know, rapidly before they, you know, did all their tricks on the back end.
Yeah.
It's reaching too many people. Yeah, the ADL's been gunning for us for a while. They're obviously the main culprit
right
behind this.
Yeah.
And I love it, too, because they just had some tweet about, I'll have to find it. Think about the people who are being targeted and harassed and
by whom?
Think
where?
About their loved ones and all this stuff, basically by people
whom?
Like us. All I see being targeted
who
and harassed
are
and hurt is people like us.
Well,
people who don't hate themselves.
The people that we do highlight in terms of like is people that are doing ass stupid behaviors and screaming hatred against people of European descent or whatever, you know, stupid thing that they're doing. These are, in most cases, it's representatives in politics. It's people that have influential positions. It's people in media, banking. They have some kind of position where they're sitting and pontificating their garbage and their hatred from. And those people are absolutely deserve being highlighted and underlined and examined further, exposed for what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not it only proves us
it's
right.
It's not that we're like going after some person that's like, you know, it's
targeting some little immigrant family in the street and telling them, you can't live here. Actually, that kind of stuff happens to us. You know, it's people like us who are being hunted down in neighborhoods and fired from jobs. We're the ones being targeted and harassed. So it's amazing the ADL just does this tweet. Yeah, where is it? Cyber hate and harassment is an online epidemic causing real life harm to its targets and their loved ones. Mm-hmm. Our new report, supported by Bumble, explores how it happens and what we and tech companies and lawmakers can do about it, right? So they've been like clamping down. And I say, yeah, right. Says the crooked lie-based org to raise scare money that literally has lists of those they hate, target, and harass. What about my loved ones? No one is being hated and targeted and harassed and censored like us white folks who don't hate our own people. That is what
it's
happening.
It's essentially,
right now.
Yeah, it's essentially like if you don't go along with the agenda to like hate white people and want to replace them, you're going to be targeted. That's basically what we're looking at right now. It doesn't matter how not controversial you are or how much you kind of push yourself back or try to kind of regulate as much as possible according to the law, the rules that are there, whatever, on the platforms. It's irrelevant. It's essentially someone feels like you that they don't like what you're talking about. And if you have someone who's like has a position of influence or power, or they can flip the switch on the back end at YouTube or something, they will do that. They will do mass reporting campaigns. They will mass flag you. They will try to take you down in different capacities. So that's kind of, that's the game. That's really what we're looking at. That's what we're facing. And that's really the new conditions of this battle for our future and our right to exist, our rights as Europeans.
Well, I truly cannot criticize those in power. It's not even about little unknown faces and groups anymore. It's politicians in power that we can't
even criticize. It's almost especially then. Now it's like, oh my God, you're harassing this it's threats made against this politician when you're like questioning like some stupid corruption scandal that we're involved in or like other, you know, whatever it might be. It's like legitimate criticism, legitimate concern, legitimate questions that we have, but you know they'll never play
fair. Publicly,
it's not about that.
We can't take part in the political discourse of our modern age publicly if we have the wrong view. And corporations who hate the president and receive subsidies and taxpayer money are the ones censoring us. Taxpayers telling us that we can't take part in this political debate when there's an election coming up. Yeah, and of course, Trump does nothing, and I don't expect anything, never has.
No, probably not. He's monitoring. He's monitoring the situation right now. We'll see what happens with that. But it's just ended up in this kind of absurd state of like the amount of places and such that, you know, we've been kicked off from and censored from and banned from and stuff like that. It's just a tally which has kind of just escalated as well. I mean, I remember if we go back to like 2014 or something, Apple was one of the first ones that censored our podcasts
iTunes.
On their platform.
Yeah.
iTunes delisting us from their kind of catalog of podcasts and stuff like that. And I guess then it was quiet for a little bit. And then all of a sudden it picked up again, and I forget what was the one after that. But I think it was essentially like PayPal. It was some of those financial services.
Well, actually, I have a little list here, and we have to go back to look at some of the places because sometimes you log in and then you realize, you're banned from this, right? iTunes, iHeartRadio, guys. iHeartRadio.
We'll miss that one. Big asset.
TuneIn, Stitcher.
TuneIn, that's
flipping
funny too.
Pinterest. And of course, Braintree, okay? Braintree, me personally, my business, PayPal, also Red Ice, and me personally, and a clothing business, Venmo, Skrill dropped us. You guys don't know about that because we've been meaning to do videos about that. It's like the European PayPal. Coinbase! Coinbase, guys. Coinbase. We know they've been gunning for us for a while. These people are supposed to be fighting the banking system and all this stuff.
Yeah, well, right. That's why it's important that you do, if you do intend to sign up with a subscription with crypto or want to donate or something like that to us, make sure that you go to the website, redhives.tv/donate, to get the latest addresses, because if someone has the old address, like on an old video description or something like that, like even like years ago, that is going to be lost. It's just lost in the in the ether, essentially,
and the money and we just can't get disappears.
That away. So it's very important you get the updated one, and we're going to continue. And yeah, we have to do like a dedicated video about that. So
all the ones are banned. But the big one, the big one we've been meaning to make a video for, and I I have some paperwork on that one, was Wells Fargo, guys. Yes,
the
we
bank.
Are banned from a major bank in the U.S. of A., the land of the free and free speech and religious freedoms and blah, 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 and all
and
that
burgers.
Bullshit. Yeah, so it's Red Ice, Lana's Llama, yes, my organic clothing store, and me personally. They even cut, I even had a credit card. I didn't have any balance on. They cut a credit card, guys. This is the phase that we are going into. I mean, this is literally trying to fulfill some kind of, you know, biblical mark of the beast type of stuff that where we're going. Like, this is where it's going, and there are bankers behind this crap.
It'll be like China. China's social credit score eventually. That's what it'd be. You have to like fall in line, or we'll just like won't sell electricity and water to you. In fact, we'll deport. You know, we'll kick you out or something like that. They'll have some gulag somewhere, I guess. But it's about conformity. It's about you obeying and you doing exactly what they want you to do. No dissenting opinions. No differing views. No one thinking differently. No wrong think. No crime think. And all of that is like they're going to go for that. They're going to try to get their way into your brain and the brain of your kids somehow. And it will be like, you know, gender confusion propaganda being shoved into their minds. But you can't question that. You know, it's like because then you're a bigot. If you don't want your kids to cut off their genitals, you're a bigot, and we need to restrain and arrest the parents. Right? That's where this is going, essentially.
Yep. Everything is extremist. Everything is hate speech. You're a bigot if you don't comply 100% to what they want. And it's amazing how when I looked into the YouTube channel, where was the banner someone had here? This account has been terminated due to multiple or severe violations of YouTube's policy prohibiting hate speech.
Right.
Right. And they don't tell you what any of those things are. Severe and extreme. Like, what do we talk about? That's so severe and extreme. Literally what we're talking about is mainstream talking
points. This is the one right here, yeah.
Things that all our grandparents talked about, things that was just normie tier stuff in America not that long ago.
Yeah,
you know, this is multiple severe violations.
This is the future you choose, America, because these Silicon Valley tech companies with these soy boys and communists are the ones dictating the tune of who gets to say what online. The new Town Square. That's this right here. It's YouTube, it's Twitter, it's Facebook. That's just what it is. These private companies do, in fact, have an obligation to see. All we're asking for is to uphold the law, uphold the Constitution, right? First Amendment, and then basically, if there's a violation of the law, which is someone calls for violence, then yeah, you can shut them down, you can censor them and kick them off your platform or whatever. But if no one is breaking the law, all you have to do is uphold American law. And that's all you have to do. That's all we're asking for. There's no weird thing here. And again, if there's someone who is offended, if someone is hurt by what someone said, or they don't agree, or they just can't stand it, they get emotional breakdowns from seeing what someone said or something, well, then these tech companies invented this great thing that's called blocking. And so that way you can control that those things never end up in your feed. Those are the kinds of things that never will be seen. There's even filters now. Pretty, like you can go in and check a box where they even make the thinking for you. Well, this is probably be offensive to you, so we're gonna pre-censor this for you. You can even enable that on many of these platforms now. But even again, it's not about that. It's about control. It's about the fact that we do even despite all their algorithms, despite the data and society,
right?
the years of them just hammering about this stuff
and getting millions of dollars,
we still get videos that shoot off here and there. And like the Greta Thunberg video got like almost 500,000 views.
In a short time,
a very short time. You know, so despite that these
gone.
Algorithmic kind of punishments is in place to make sure that, you know, notifications is not sent out, it's not reaching new people who aren't subscribed and stuff like that. it do occasionally happen, and that's enough of an irritant, of a worry for them, that they're willing to continue to sacrifice their company and their business, like they're built.
And then people like us, we've never monetized in all the years. Don't buy lies.
No. Will Media Matter said that our YouTube channel is still monetized.
Never monetized.
I learned that on Media Matter.
We knew to never grew dependent on that because we foresaw that something like this was going to happen, right? Yeah, we had Super Chats for what, 2 months? Come on. I mean, the best way and the only way people have supported us is through Red Ice memberships. And that is the most important way because all these other companies are getting millions of dollars of corporate bailout money and taxpayer money. And then here's little us. And look at how hard they war against outlets like ours. It's really unbelievable when you think about
it. Yeah, I mean, it's like we should just tally it up one day. But again, they talked about us in the British Parliament. What do we do to get Red Ice kicked off?
Forgot about that.
Video segments, articles from NBC to CNN Nadler. Yeah. Some smaller, more insignificant cuckoo outlets like HuffPoop and The Daily Beast and you know, totally discredited outlets like that. They do, of course, write about it as well. But it, again, it all tallies up, and it's about building that. It's about building that profile in the public mind, and that's the kind of stuff that goes for references on Wikipedia to demonize us, to call us hateful white supremacist, racist, neo-Nazi, whatever it is. Right?
I literally cannot edit my own page, my own wiki page. I cannot edit it.
And
some gatekeepers like every time.
What's interesting too with that is that when you kind of sneak into that a little bit deeper and like, okay, I'm going to read the article, I'm going to go through it. You don't get references or sources. It's literally opinion pieces by these authors and these Antifa supporters that are writing these articles. And then they can also protect themselves against defamation suits and stuff like that because it's just an opinion piece, essentially, right? It's not claimed to be factual. Well, they give you the appearance that it's factual and this is somehow documented and stuff like that. But there's no resources, no references, no footnotes in these articles when you go through. They might link like a video or like your YouTube channel or something. And then they have this idea too that just because they say so, just because I use a word, then I've just shaped the universe in my image and that just make it so. That's like, that's not how that works. You have to prove it, right? You have to establish something. But
I love to hear people pointed out if you go to YouTube right now and type in Red Ice TV, what comes up is a bunch of like communist videos of people who think they're making these awesome counter videos. I got Red Ice now. You know, just these like fat, ugly communists, literal communists and pedophiles.
Yeah, there's admirers of horse cocks and everything among those crowds. That's a true story.
Disgusting. These people are filth.
We got a couple of, I guess the entropy stream .live/app/redice actually works.
Yay.
Thank you guys. I've got a couple here. Ryan Dawson for 3 says, I might be able to help you guys restored. I've done it 4 times. Yeah, I just saw your tweet about that, Ryan. So thank you. Absolutely. Whatever you can do, we're appreciative of any help. Again, keep hammering at Team YouTube on Twitter. Keep just, writing them, write to them. We got a link from them about this appeal. I don't have much hope in that, but we'll do what we can on our end, obviously, to try to restore that.
Guess we're going to have to move to Japan, too, huh? Or Asia, also, just to use the credit card processors.
No! Anyway, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that.
That's the weird thing here. We'd probably be safer in some non-white country. No one knows who you are. They don't care.
Well, what's funny about that, that would be like, oh, you care about your own people? Okay, well, wow.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
So what?
It is funny that most of the hate that we get is from our own white people and fellow white people.
Logan says, anyway, thank you for that, Ryan. Appreciate that. Logan says, I'm sorry about what happened. Do you know if this backup account is going to be deleted? We think so.
Yeah. Maybe even
so
today.
We'll see. So don't rely on that. Get your bookmarks in now, essentially. Bookmark our website today. RedEyes.tv and RedEyesMembers.com. And that's, we host everything there. So that's the best way. Yes, it will cost you a little bit. It will cost you about a fancy cappuccino in some New York coffee shop per month, right, for that. And if you get a longer subscription, of course, it gets cheaper per month as well.
I'm definitely going to do more videos there. Yeah, I'm starting to do more videos more there too. Things where I don't have to censor myself either.
Yep, that's right. Techno Bobber says never surrender. That's damn right. We're never going to surrender. There's no option. This is we're in this for our future, for our children. Like, that's what this is about.
We're going to be doing this when we're.
It's not about red eyes. It's not about. It's not about. It's not about us having a lot of subscribers. And I mean, it's great. I mean, we want to be big. We want to be large. We want to have a lot of resources because we believe that that will help to get the word out. We'll continue to help to awaken our fellow people about what the globalists are up to. There's people around the world who support our work, who see what we're doing. They're seeing that these globalists are detrimental even to them. They're seeing that it's detrimental to have a Europe that's going to collapse by its own weight of open borders, mass immigration, and destabilization agendas by the globalists. They see that that's like would be a massive issue, like globally, and they want us to be in a good position.
And there's a lot of people, I'll remind you, that I talked to too, that aren't on YouTube, they aren't on social media, and when you talk to them, they hate all this stuff too.
Yeah, they don't agree.
What's going on. They hate globalism. They don't agree with any of it.
No.
And a lot of this anti-whiteness and stuff. I talked to a lot of young college kids too that aren't even on YouTube or social media, and they're even aware of what's happening and sick of hearing it in their schools, all this anti-whiteness push. So we actually do have a lot of people out there. It's just about finding new and creative ways to reach those people too.
Yep, exactly. That's why it's very important to stick together and, you know, just you gotta show that extra, level of interest where you kind of like, instead of just being accustomed to like opening the YouTube app or whatever, you like, you have to go to a website, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, all things considering, it isn't, that's not that difficult. It's not much to ask, right, to go to a website instead of just opening whatever social media app that we're used to going to. And yes, I agree. I mean, they develop, they have the resources and the means to develop things that are, they're usually in a way functioning. They're smooth. You can load things fast. Boom, it's right there. It's convenient. It's convenience. That's why how they get us, right? They hold us by our testes, but with the convenience. That's what it is, right?
And
so with more resources, we could do our own app, for example. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So like that's
and it's true. I don't use the word community. I know I hear that.
Yeah, community.
Like, but we really do have a big one, and it's growing.
No, of course.
And some of the best creators, all the bigger YouTube channels out there, everyone has written and supported us and sent nice notes, and we have their back, they have our back. And it's really nice knowing that we actually do have a big, supportive, loving network.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to keep that up. You know?
Absolutely. No, it's very heartwarming. It feels good to know that there's support out there, and you know, there's a lot of people that you know hate on us and stuff like that. But it's not about them. Obviously, it's just a mosquito in the way in terms of like trying to get the job done in going where it's inevitable. I mean, it's inevitable that people of European descent are going to be sick and fed up with what's being done to them by force.
They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop any of this identitarian movement, nationalism, you know, white well-being and the awakening of what's happening. It's already done, lefties. All you lefties watching, you can't stop it no matter what you do. That beast has already sailed, you know?
Yeah, it's just a time issue now, essentially. And it's, they're just trying to inflict as much damage, as much chaos, as much pain as they possibly can while they do hold the political power. That's essentially what's happening. So that ship is sailing. And of course, like everything, like a big ship of state, whatever it is, big movements.
It takes a long time to
reverse course, turn in a different direction. And you might seem hopeless. It's on fire and it's sinking and stuff like that. That's what it feels like sometimes. But it
kind of takes some
regardless,
time.
It's never going to, we're never going to go away. And
it's going to take time, but
they're never going to do what they want to do and implement that. So, yeah. Anyway, a couple of more here. Bob V says in the Entropy chat, I'll be following you on whatever platform that you're on. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So that's what it's all about. There's still a lot of good platforms out there. There's a lot of ways of disseminating our content and stuff like that. Brad, hi, Brad. Thank you for writing. Brad Gremba, he's a big supporter of the show. Thank you. I realize it's not on point, but I got my shirt today. I was going to hang it on the wall with my football jersey, but it's way too soft not to wear. And sweet candy.
Nice.
Thank you.
Organic, too.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. Thank you for getting a t-shirt, too, by the way. That helps us as well. It is very soft. Those are very comfy, those shirts.
Yeah.
Those t-shirts. I'd say it's the...
That's why organic cotton is grown probably, without pesticides and chemicals.
Some of the best ones you can get. Definitely around in the sphere that we're in terms of the comfiness and quality. So, thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. Robert Sterkesson, is that how I pronounce your last name? Vote for me and I will YouTube bound by the First Amendment via executive order. Bombislam.com for president 2024. That's funny. All right. Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Go after YouTube. I definitely support that. It's funny how they buried that shooting that happened in YouTube. Remember that?
That's right.
It was a woman who had been, well, whether it was true or not, I don't know, but she claimed she was like being, well, she was demonetized, I think, but she also was like buried, she claimed, right, in algorithms and stuff. Imagine if it was like a person on the right had done that.
Oh, God. All hell.
It wouldn't have been, we wouldn't have been along for the right at this point here on YouTube at that point, if that was the case. Ryan Dawson again says, this winter, a conference of the band, Virginia 2020, be there. Oh, interesting. Is that something you're putting together, Ryan? I think he has a foot in Virginia, too.
Conference that could be
a good idea.
The, what is it? The band?
Of the band, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? It's a good idea. We'll be there, Ryan.
Write that down.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan.
So, Henrik, I guess me going is Justin Trudeau's costume for my Halloween costume on YouTube probably won't work.
Now it might work because, you know.
Hi, I'm Justin Trudeau's costume.
I'm Justin Trudeau's blunder. Look at me. Well, we do have something else in store, which is kind of funny, though.
Yeah,
for our big Halloween stream on the 30th.
That's it.
Definitely don't miss that because that'll be a lot of fun. I see as well in the Entropy interface, entropystream.live/app/redice. Frank De Silva. Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Oh, Frank.
Lana says strong.
From the past.
You have support
Thank
around
you.
The world. This is just part of the path. Yes, it is. And he says again, have you thought about a larger book project, giving a more lineal presentation and allowing to present the story in a more traditional fashion? Not me. I guess he's asking it to you, Lana.
Maybe when I'm a grandma, I could see myself doing that around then.
Writing a book.
I'm just maybe horrible
with
log
the
cabin.
With the.
So when the if the solar flare the ever comes, you know,
the,
go back to good
language.
Old fashioned books, right?
Yeah, I do like the visual medium though. I do like that audio and visual. It's one of the best ways to convey messages.
I will say though, with this cleanse, this scorched our scorched planet right now with what happened, it does inspire me to want to do more and want to do better.
Well,
you
know, obviously.
And that's the one thing.
Yeah, of course.
As you make videos, you learn to get better. You hone your craft. You become more seasoned. And I know areas that I need to improve, and I'm definitely going to work on them.
Yep.
And hone in on making, shorter, quicker, sharper videos that are really important, that just cut to the root of things. And now I'm
definitely
really inspired to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. No, that's how it goes. And, when you know that you have an uphill battle, when you get targeted, like all of us do, who are in this dissident, anti-globalist sphere, we do get a stronger sense of community. Every psychologist knows that it does strengthen you, the bonds between everybody, those who are targeted, and also it's another plus side. We've managed to prove now then that we're not feds and in on it. Because we've had our YouTube channel deleted.
Not for some.
It doesn't matter
what
we do.
It's all part of the show, see.
It's all part of the show.
To make you think. Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to take some calls? We can see if there's anyone that do want to call in. We have a number on screen there, folks. Or add Red Ice TV on Skype. I do have the right address there down in the bottom right, but ignore that for now because I actually don't have that app open. Call in. Let us know what you think. 1-856-336-8962. Is that what I see? I want to make sure. 8962. It's small on the screen here. Give us a call or add Red Ice TV on Skype and give us a little take on what the hell you think. What should we do?
I know that there's probably some conservatives out there. Well, you do say some things that are hard hitting, or you do say, like, making all these excuses for why you deserve to be censored.
Right, right.
And guess what? Eventually it's going to come for you. Even the most basic conservative talking points, if we let this continue.
Well, that's kind of already happening in a way.
Yeah,
it
is happening already. I mean, but still, it's not enough. I mean, what's it going to take? I think it's going to take large scale censorship of normies before people really start getting angry and hitting the streets and marching on Washington.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it always takes that. It always takes when it's too late and too hard and,
oppressive. It's never too late. Yeah, there might be a massive restructurings of how things look in the future, but what they want to do here is like, it's impossible. Here's someone calling. Let's check this. All right. Hey, you're live on the air.
Hey, hey. Red Ice?
Yes, this is it.
Henrik?
Yes, how's it going? You're live.
How are you? How are you, sir? My name is Eric. How are you doing?
Hey, very good. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Man, my heart was broken today when I heard that news. I feel terribly sorry for you guys, but you know, we're going to stick with you. My question is, what is the best way to stream your website, the video content on your website, or any other for that matter, onto a TV? Do you have any suggestions?
Onto a TV, yeah, like outside of YouTube and stuff. I mean, obviously, I know that there's like ways you can like Chromecast, or what is it called? Like, if you have a computer, you can like stream it to your TV if you have a smart TV or something like that. But if you're thinking of like, yeah. I mean, you should be able to visit if you have like a Roku. That's one good thing. I'm glad you brought that up because we wanted to do like a Roku app or something like that. That if you have certain, you know, a little stream stick or something like that, you can just patch in an app and broadcast it that way. But I guess you're referring to like if you download material like videos and stuff. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, exactly. For instance, you know, when I know you guys aren't huge fans of InfoWars, but I like Alex Jones's ranting and ravings from time to time. He's pretty entertaining. So when he was when YouTube extricated him, I was like, what the heck am I going to do to, you know, watch his content? And I tried the browser on my Samsung TV, and doesn't work right.
Those are horrible. They suck.
It's not like the YouTube, the apps, and most of the other formats, like the sticks and the boxes, just have apps like Netflix or Hulu, something else like that. So there's got to be another way to get good content on the TV. In the future, if you find something that you would suggest, you know, let us know.
I mean, there's the boomer way of doing it, which is if you have a computer close by, just take an HDMI cable and plug it in.
That's
doable. And you can, whatever you have on your computer, you can just play in the like in a VLC player or whatever on the TV.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's not as convenient. You just mentioned it on the live stream here. I mean, you know, give me convenience or give me death, as Jello Biafra said 30 years ago.
By the way, since you're an InfoWars fan, actually, they did reach out to us. So Henrik and I are going to go on there. And I think you're going on Owen Schroyer's.
Yeah, they wanted me on around 5 p.m. On the War Room, I think. So I'll probably do that. So I can't be too long-winded here today as well. But we don't see eye to eye on every issue, but we've always supported them and their right to be there. And we came out for them when they were censored and stuff. So I've always been supportive of them being there for sure, you know.
Nice. And I did the same thing with Black Pigeon, too. I donated when they booted him for 24 hours, maybe like 8 hours. And I know that there was a massive show of support for him immediately following the deletion of his channel. He said he was totally overwhelmed. He sent emails to everybody who donated and said thank you very much. So I'm assuming you'll get the same sort of support. Hey, listen, I don't want to keep you guys anymore. My wife and I love your show. Your Friday news program, which is shown on YouTube, I think you do it midweek, but you would show it on Fridays. This is what we would watch as news every Friday when we get home from work. So
awesome.
We do it live on Fridays. And again, dlive.tv/redicetv. That's another great alternative if this backup YouTube channel is shut down as well. So check that out. Or even just through redicetv/live, you can watch it there as well.
Okay. Hey, thank you guys very much.
You
have a lot of support. And we'll talk to you in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we had some other calls here.
It was quick and well-spoken and to the point. I appreciate that.
there's a lot of good people. Let me see. There's a couple that added here. Let me accept these and we'll see if they call. I should do that while. All right. Let's see if they call. I think the line gets busy, actually, when you do call. Here we go. All right. You're live on air with Red Ice.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jeff. I'm from Arizona.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Of course. What are you...
I was just going to say another way to stream with convenience is from your phone. If you just have an HDMI cable that you can plug into your phone, it's like has a mini USB port on one side and then an HDMI cable on the other, and you can just plug that into your TV.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Like, yeah, I think I have something from like the Lightning interface or whatever the hell they call it on the Apple. And you just plug it into an HDMI cable and that actually works. So
someone also said Amazon Fire Stick with the Firefox app. I don't know. I don't use any of those.
Yeah, that could work. Unfortunately, it's Amazon because we don't support them either. But there are solutions like that. Yeah, like Roku, Amazon Fire would probably work and stuff. And if they have Firefox on there, that should be a little bit of a better browser. So good tip.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, yeah, I'm really sorry to hear about your ban from YouTube. But yeah, I'll keep supporting you. And what's the best way? Can I go on your website and make a donation? Or
Sure, if you want to. It's redice.tv/donate. You have all the information there. And again, anyone who has an old like crypto link or something, make sure you get the updated one just in case, because Coinbase, I don't know, maybe they will pocket it. They just claim it's lost in the ether. So if anyone out there want to give crypto, make sure you get that new and updated address, because otherwise that will be lost. But yeah, that's the best way. Thank you for your support, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. It's a day of infamy.
one hanging in the gallows right now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Thank you, man, for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Arizona has some beautiful places. We've been around. Remember Taos? I went to Taos. It was kind of interesting. It's in the high desert.
Oh, there's a lot.
It's nice there.
All right. You're live on the air with Red Ice. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? This is Andrew down in Georgia. I guess this is going to be, the call-ins are going to be like how to get y'all to play on people's TVs. There's another one.
Yeah, exactly. They're recommendations. We got to hear them.
There's another way. If you've got an Android phone and you go to Google Home.
Very interesting on this side.
What you do is you go through the settings and you can mirror what's on your phone to the TV if you got a Chromecast. And that's what I do with a lot of your stuff on the website. Because I joined about 3 months ago. I think I paid for a year or so. I can't recall.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
But that's one way to do it, is just if you got Google Home on your phone, you go to the settings and you look for mirror device. And it basically just mirrors what's on your device to your TV.
Cool.
And
nice.
Then you can do all the other stuff and you can watch the TV. But yeah, I bet Lana was pretty pissed this morning. I got a feeling she was the one that was more pissed than anybody else.
Yeah, usually it would be. Usually.
Them eyes are ready to pierce out red flames from her eyes. So.
Yeah, I got,
so,
like,
I'm sorry,
I got a little
man.
Angry. Yeah, I did.
I've been watching y'all for several months now, and that really sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. So, but like I said, I joined maybe about a couple months ago or so and paid a year. And I've been watching y'all every Friday, whenever. I always check every day. And then I catch y'all's weekend, like, update stuff on Mondays or Tuesdays. So.
Awesome. But, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
that. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
But anyway, that was just another advice on how to watch y'all on TV.
Nice. So, how do we get Red Eyes on the
TV
show?
Well, y'all take care.
Bye. I love the Southern accent, too, by the way.
Taking my phone call.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Take care, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye bye. Thanks.
I was like hearing a Southern accent. Seems like it's kind of fading out, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's still there. Oh, no, three at once coming in here. Sean M is on the line with us here. Go ahead, Sean.
Hello.
Hey, you there? Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say shout out to Millennial Woes, because he's the one that got me down this quote-unquote rabbit hole.
Nice.
And second of all, I love you and Lana. We need more UK folks to get active, because I'm sick of living in this woke, semi-commie country. It's driving me nuts.
Oh my god, UK's the worst. It seems like every weekend show we do, it's always these insane stories coming out of the UK. Can't believe it.
Dude, I'd be part of Red Ice members, but there's too many new Brits as such, so ain't no got money.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it's hard for people out there, you know. People are
struggling.
It's what it is. Yeah. How are things in Scotland? Is it bad economically there now? I haven't been keeping up with it. Is there like a recession there or something?
It's getting pretty bad. It's not been good for a while.
Yeah.
But
and they still have open borders, though, of course.
Well, I mean, same as the rest of the UK. We're the UK's bitch. We're the testing ground for anything they want to do.
Yeah, it seems like it. They're way ahead with like Sweden in some areas and then the UK in some others. I guess that would be the leaders in this insanity that's going on.
The EU is fucked, mate. Anyway.
Yeah, it's bad.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
First time calling and that. I just wanted to say, what's up? Keep up the good
fight. Sure, man. Thank you.
Good to connect.
Yeah, I appreciate it, yeah. Sean. Thank you so much.
Speaking of the UK, I'm having Laura Towler on, actually, on
that's right.
The 29th, was it? Yeah, her first on-camera appearance.
Howdy, you're on the air with Red Eyes.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Nice,
you cover all
good
the bases
afternoon.
There.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wherever you may be in the world.
Queen Loctef, my name is Peter. I'm currently in Indiana.
Nice.
Running through the woods, bare-shirted.
And I is it cold?
I've for everybody else, I'm white.
Yeah.
I've been doxxed before. It's painful, but make sure your credit cards are paid off. But it's okay. It's definitely freeing.
It is liberating, isn't it, in a way?
Good thing we never had to go through with that, because we've used our real name since the beginning, because we didn't start on the political train right away. So we've always used our real name. So I guess the left hasn't had the pleasure of doxing us, right? And I like that. Yeah, it gives me pleasure. It makes me feel good knowing that they didn't get that, you know?
Yeah.
But
I remember when I was stationed in Japan, and the Google algorithm there was awesome. I found you guys through Maria Kvilhaus, and I've been obsessed with you guys ever since.
Cool.
But, cool. Well, thank you.
I just wanted to give you guys a shout out from Indiana, and thanks for keeping up.
Yeah, thank you. You probably know about the Schooner Creek Farms and everything that happened there in Indiana too. Then, right? Should pop by Bloomington and say hello to them.
Oh, I work for them.
Oh, okay, cool, awesome.
Helping their booth.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. They're very good people.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
Absolutely. Indeed. Absolutely. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy the run.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, sure. Talk to you later. Take care, man. Thanks. All right. Some good calls. See if something else comes in. It was like two at once come in on that line. It's kind of a little retarded on the Skype interface there. But yeah, so I do have that. excuse me. I was going to go on the War Room at like 5 p.m. Eastern.
That's coming up.
That's coming up in a little bit. I think we'll have to take a short little break before that. We can take a couple of more calls before we wrap up here. All right. Hello, you're live on with Red Eyes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Could be better, but it's all right. We're surviving.
Great, man. I just wanted to call in and say hi from Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia.
Hello?
Nice. Hi. Way up there.
Oh, so do you have the stream on in the background? Maybe you might want to mute that. Could be confusing.
I had to walk away from it for a minute because I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. No worries. Nice to hear from you. Nova Scotia. That's beautiful there, I hear. I've never been there.
It is, and it's changing.
Yeah. I hear that, too. I think Cece was talking about that. Yep.
Wasn't that Newfoundland? Is that the same thing, though? No. Is it close to Newfoundland?
Yes, it is. It's not too, too far. We get confused for Newfoundlanders all the time, but we're not the same.
You just made that mistake, Lana.
much more slur in her accents. But nevertheless, though, guys, I absolutely wanted to say, like, thank you for everything you've done, like all your shows and your interviews and stuff. It's really waking up a class of people, right? Like...
Thank you. Yeah, we hope it is. We're trying the best we can, and of course, this does put a little bit of a stick in the old spoke in terms of preventing us from reaching more voices. But you know, there's going to be new ways. There's going to be new avenues. We're not downtrodden or pessimistic in any capacity. So, and it's lovely to see all the support from all of you guys out there as well. So we're doing okay. We'll survive.
Just have to rebuild.
Yep.
Keep moving forward.
Right? That's
absolutely
what we're doing.
Absolutely. Just keep on moving forward.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. That's right.
Okay, guys, that's all I wanted to say is thank you for all your good work, and you guys have yourselves a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Take care. Bye.
We need to get up there and check it out.
Yeah.
That area.
Someone
I would like
called.
To go up there.
Let me see here. There's a couple of here. Yeah, I do. I want to go to the Leif Erikson the monument and stuff up there. Newfoundland.
Yeah.
That could be cool. Hey, how's it going? It's Harshit Tiwari calling in.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Can you hear us?
Hi. Hello, Henrik. Hello, Lana.
Hey. Hello. How's it going?
All the way from India.
Oh, yeah. I was really disheartened to see that you guys lost your YouTube channel. But you see, this keeps happening. And I messaged Henrik that this was bound to happen today or tomorrow. So I guess now one door has closed for you and another one might open in the future.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just keep fighting, stay strong, and just keep leading the way.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the encouraging words.
Words of encouragement are always good.
Yep. We appreciate it. Thank you.
To hear from the fellow troops out there.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know much about paganism. So let me tell you that whatever God or force of nature you pray to, keep praying. And I'll keep praying from my end that we go through this together.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
right.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Spiritual spiritual intention is very important. I think
it makes
a difference.
A lot of it is about faith to a certain extent and belief that you can continue. And if you do feel that you have greater forces with you, whatever that may be, it does improve your odds. That's just a fact. So yeah, good tip.
And by the way, your interview is one lucky one that's still lingering. It's on this Red Ice Media channel. So
that was absolutely one of the lucky ones. Even the Greta video is not on your backup channel.
That's right.
And I think the Greta video has triggered some of the globalists because it has received quite a lot of traction lately.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. It's true.
I'm glad. It's true. Share with your friends in India.
I have shared. And actually, one of my friends have recently subscribed to him as well. So we are moving forward, yeah.
Nice. Love to hear that.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
We'll have some updates later. I know we'll connect later. So
yeah, definitely. We'll try to have you back. Oh, yeah. Okay, take care, man. Appreciate it. Have a good night. Bye. Try this. All right. Hello, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air. Okay, great. Hi, I'm calling from the People's Republic of New York.
Nice. The occupied territories.
There is another name for it, but I won't say it.
Yeah, but I just want to say that, you know, I'm sorry to hear about what happened today. I've been watching you guys probably since 2014, probably some other channels like Julian Suspective and other stuff. And it's because of guys like you. You could say, you know, maybe I was like a more of a normie and, you know, your guys' work is helping waking people up. And I hope you continue the good work and want you to know that you have support in some of these other states, places. So
thank you.
All I really wanted to say.
Yeah.
You know.
It's always good, you know, always good having that support.
Yeah, we need to
hearing actual voices is always nice and meeting actual people is always nice. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. So thanks again. I'm going to continue to support you on, you know, wherever you guys may be. And just wanted to reach out and say good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Definitely not going away. Just got to keep making videos.
Yep, that's true.
And hey, re-upload.
Who are we talking to? You're live on the air right now.
Yeah. Hey, Henrik and Lana. My name is Jason. I'm calling from California. How are you?
Hey, very good. Thanks for calling, Jason.
Call me California.
Yeah, I am. I'm like a refugee here in California. It's pretty crazy. Hey, you know, I'll be really quick. I was really sad to hear what happened this morning. It really pissed me off. I was at the gym. I've been listening to you guys for almost a year now. Last December, it was around Christmas time. I was on vacation, and I caught Lana's video on, like, the history of Kwanzaa and
Christmas.
I love that
video,
saved. Yeah. Oh, it's a great one. And I had it saved and I would watch it every couple of months. I just love it. And I was really looking forward to watching it this Christmas. But I subscribed. I became a member like last weekend. So I'm safe. You know, at least
Thank you.
Really
exactly. Yeah. Everything is up there and everything is in the archives right there. So you're good. You're good to go if you want to rewatch that video.
Well, that makes me sad. That video is gone now, too. See, there's all these ones that like you don't think about that is like, oh, it's new.
I forget how many totaling views there was before like they started to chop away at some of the bigger videos because some of those were like reaching a million
views,
I think it was like... was it like 100 million views or something?
Yeah, it was something
like that,
high like that.
Something
so
like that, which is just like, boom, gone.
They just don't
the
want
ether,
people you know? To be able to see that. They don't want to say, hey, there's other people watching this, because then other people are more prone to watch a video that is more popular, right? So then they'll be influenced by it. Well, we are going to have to just re-upload some of those.
Yeah, of course. No, grapes, just keep moving forward.
We'll have them on the internet.
We'll ride this donkey until the wheels come off. Yeah. That's just how we have to do it these days. And then we'll see. Eventually, YouTube is going to just turn into like a mainstream cable TV kind of outlet, essentially. So something new is going to pop up. It's just a matter of time. So, you know, we'll be fine.
Thank God for BitChute and DLive right now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the good people at BitChute, they do great work, obviously, and there are some improvements that could be made, but otherwise it's a great service. And again, they have caught a lot of people that have fallen off the censorship, the edge of censorship, and
right time, right place,
still. So, yeah, yep. It's good.
Yeah, well, I just want to say thank you for all the content that you guys put out. I love it. I look so forward to, your Friday show, and now I get to watch the Weekend Warrior show, and I'm watching all the ones that are on the member site now that I'm a member, and
nice.
I've got my wife into watching you
Yay!
Guys now.
Nice,
and,
cool.
Yeah, it's great. So
how do you like the member shows? Kind of the way that they're structured and like a little bit more produced and stuff. Is that better?
Yeah, I do. I like how you guys have like the quick stories. And, like it goes from segment to segment really fast. And I love it. This past weekend was the first time, like I said, that I got to watch the Weekend Warrior show. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, it's 116 cool. now in the archives there, so there's plenty. And some of them are not kind of just disposable news either.
Yeah, exactly. Some are more in-depth, other things.
Are a little bit more in-depth and stuff. So there's stuff that kind of will be worth watching, although we might not all be up to, you know, the current or like some older news in those shows. But it's still good content, I'd say. So.
Cool. Yeah, it's really good. And, I followed you guys before on Telegram and DLive and BitChute because I was afraid something like this was going to happen. And did, of course. So I'm not surprised, but I'm. What sucks is, I think that YouTube was a way that people were able to get more exposed to you guys, and
definitely,
it is
a major pathway. They know that
exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So, anyways, I won't keep you guys, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love everything you do.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your support. We'll talk later. Bye. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Well, I guess we have to start. Well, we'll use this YouTube channel until that goes down. And then maybe do another one and another one, and I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll end on the call. We'll do one more. then we have to wrap up. Hey, you're live on the air with Red Ice. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Harold. I'm from North Carolina.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Love North Carolina, by the way.
No, North Carolina is beautiful.
Yeah,
the
gorgeous. One of our favorite states.
Oh, yeah. it's magnificent
there. Oh, yeah. I'm born and bred here.
Nice.
I was just going to... like everyone else, I'm sorry to hear about losing your YouTube channel. I always enjoyed watching your videos. But I was going to just say that there is a way where you can turn a torrent URL basically into an RSS feed so that people can subscribe to the RSS feed. And basically when a new video comes out, they can download it to the RSS app on their phone or tablet or on the computer and watch the video there.
So peer-to-peer through the torrent, what is it called? The torrent protocol? Is that what they call it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And depending on whether there's enough people who are who have it already downloaded, it could stream or it could just have to download first and then be watched.
Right. I mean, I know the BitChute was first started based on the torrent protocol. They essentially, and I would assume... also, like the more people that then share it or have it up or whatever open and actually distributing it, the faster it'll be for other people to download it and stuff like that. But I think they did away with that format. I don't even see, for a while that you had you could actually see the connection to like the torrent protocol or network, whatever you want to call it. But that's gone now. So I'm not even sure if they're using that. But that's a very interesting kind of option. Can you do more reading on that online? Do you have some links you could send us about that? Because that could be a good option to look into actually.
I could probably send you something on the Proton Mail email address.
Yeah, send to redice@protonmail.com. I'd love that because you never know what option you have to go down here eventually. So that's great.
Sure will.
Yeah.
And also that would just be a good source of having a backup.
Exactly.
In case BitChute or DLive takes you down.
That's right.
Well, that's something that could be censored.
Nice. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that
tip.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. No problem. Take care, man. Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye. All right, I'm going to mute there because we do have to wrap up, take a little break. So sorry to those of you who wanted to call in and didn't get through. We'll do it
maybe
again.
Maybe Friday. Maybe Flashback Friday.
Yeah, we could do it maybe tomorrow. It's tomorrow already. Can you believe that's Friday already? Tomorrow. We'll take some callers at the end of the show tomorrow. We'll do the same number and the Red Ice TV handle on Skype there as well. But then, yeah, of course, don't miss our upcoming Halloween stream, the night before Halloween, I think we'll call it, on the 30th of October. That'll be a lot of fun, and wherever we live stream that, that's wherever we'll be live streaming it to. Again, you can watch us in the meantime at Twitter, of course, on Twitter, our Facebook, DLive, later on, of course, in the archives, as people have said, Red Ice members, BitChute, RedIce.tv, and maybe still for a little bit, the backup YouTube channel, Red Ice Media. But, you know, don't rely on that by any means. There was a couple of DLive things that came in as well. I just want to go through those real quick. VMQs donated a Ninjet. Well, thank you. I think that's the biggest thing you can donate on there. So thank
What's
you.
What's it called again?
Freedom. A Ninjet. It's like a ninja jet plane. Ninja jet plane, I think it is. Thank you, VMQ. Appreciate that. Genbug, Diamond. There's a bunch of ice creams and lemons from a bunch of people. Thank you to all of you. VMQ, a second Ninjet. More freedom. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Let me see. Let me go back up here in the activity. I just want to make sure we clear this off here before we close off the
All right. Laura said she tried to call in, by the way. I just got your message on Telegram. Laura.
Okay. We'll tomorrow. Yeah, definitely call in tomorrow. Yes, again, I wish there was a way in Skype. I'll look into that. Maybe there's a way that I see who called and, you know, who's in waiting in line or something. I got to check that up. Usually I don't get 20 calls at the same time, so I don't know what happens on the Skype.
Come on, Henrik.
let me see if there's a couple of more here. I'm going to go. Black Sun Rising donated a Ninja Genie. Thank you. It says, don't let the bastards get you down. No, we won't. Thank you. Vincent James. Hey, Vincent. How's it going?
Yeah.
One Diamond.
Thanks for your Telegram message, by the
way. Yeah, he says, we're all next. Stand against any censorship. Thank you, Vincent. Really appreciate
that. Got a nice message from Jared Taylor today, too. I fear he's next. I fear Red Elephants is next.
Well, I hope not.
There's a domino. It's coming.
HM1 says, you guys are the best. A Diamond. Thank you. Again, bunch of other lemons and stuff like that. Let me open up that chest here, then, boys and girls, before we let you go. Anything else, Lana, that we should alert our folks to?
No, just more videos. I've got several in the pipeline, so just keep making them. Just keep putting them up.
Let them know what you have coming up.
Yeah, I have to kind of title it some of the next ones, but Why Open Borders is a Disaster. So that'll be the next one I'll put up there, too. And something about Right Wing Watch, of course. I've been working on that for a while, so we have to put that up.
Cool.
It's a little late on that one, but I guess maybe not.
And I still want to do, let me remove that overlay. I still want to do a video, and it's a shame I didn't get a chance to do it to this YouTube channel unless it comes back. But I wanted to do one which essentially is just like, what do we want? That like goes through the most fundamental, basic stuff from the start, like going through the whole damn thing of like what the point is, why we're talking about this, what our concerns are. What we're seeing that we are facing and stuff like that, and get people to get an honest insight into what we actually believe as opposed to all the lies and the smears in media and shit like that are writing garbage about us. I wanted to do that, so we'll see if we'll be able to pull that off or not on the old dead channel now if we get it back. Otherwise, of course, we'll get it out in other means on the new channel and stuff
like
that.
So many ideas, so little time. That's my problem. It's never... you know, hard to come up with the idea. It's hard of choosing and honing in on which one I want to do next.
Yeah, executing them and time to get. I mean, doing it kind of in decent speed as well, because you don't want to just, you know, you don't want one or two videos to kind of clog down the production. You want to keep things coming and going, but it's so easy to spend hours and hours and hours on some of these videos.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you write something. It's hard for me if I write it out to write and record the same day. You have to just take a day to write.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Record the next
Especially
day.
If you want to do it a little bit more in depth and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls, thank you so much. The chest is open on the DLive end, and I think that's it. I think we got someone sent something through the Cash app, but I don't think there was a message there. Thank you to, let me just pull that up real quick. I want to make sure. Sometimes I get a delay on that too, and it doesn't show me right away. So let me just make sure. What the hell is going on here? This app is actually really really stupid, because it's like, can I see what... There it is. Okay, that's a bit... Okay, Victor B, 10. No message. Thank you, Victor. Conrad K. Four Chicken Massacre, NJ, by Jews. Did you get the links? Oh, they have the little chicken festival in New Jersey. Lots of blood
on the streets, basically. Yeah.
Was that now? I'll check the email. Did you send them there? Thank you, in a way, Conrad. I'll check the email. Maybe it was that. That's where you sent them. All right. Anyway, that's it then, guys. Thank you to all of your support. Thank you for being there. It's heartwarming seeing all of you coming out for us and showing your support. It does mean a lot, so thank you. And again, redicemembers.com. All the content is there for now. Meantime, of course, we'll build up new channels, new ways of distributing the content for free as well, of course. Thank you, guys. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
According to the Dalai Lama, there are, quote, too many refugees in Europe. The goal should be to return and help rebuild their own countries.
So it is good, taking care, but not permanent. Eventually, they should return their own country to rebuild their own country.
Keep in mind, the Dalai Lama is a refugee, too. He fled China in 1959.